This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, an online influencer prays for healing and it happens live on the screen. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Christian social media influencer and pastor Jacob Coyne from Vancouver, Washington, uses his phone to reach people for Jesus. He logs into his Instagram account, goes live, and shares from the Bible, bringing encouragement and praying for people during his live streaming sessions. On July 27th, Jacob opened his Bible to Matthew 28, pressed the Go Live button on his phone, and then told his virtual congregation of almost 82,000 followers that he was going to be preaching about your calling in the Lord, and led to a virtual altar call. After 20 minutes of preaching, Coyne provided an opportunity for people to virtually join him to talk and pray. He explained from Mark 16 that we are told to lay hands on the sick and that they will recover. Coyne began having people join him in the video chat, and the last person to join for the session was a teenage Filipino boy named Genesis. Genesis had dislocated his shoulder while playing basketball and couldn't move his arm without excruciating pain that he described as a 9.5 out of 10. Coyne said to his new friend, "Wouldn't that be awesome if Jesus healed you right now?" The teen replied, "Yo, that would be awesome." Pastor Coyne continued, "Bro, let's pray right now that the Holy Spirit will touch you and that Jesus, his hand will touch that shoulder of yours and you'll be able to move it just as well as your other arm." He then asked everyone watching to join in prayer for Genesis. Coyne started praying for healing in the authority of Jesus' name. He prayed for healing and commanded the shoulder to realign. "Every muscle, bone, ligament, and tendon be realigned in the name of Jesus. I command all the pain to leave right now." On Genesis' screen, you could suddenly see his shoulder pop back into place. His face was filled with surprise and wonder as Jesus had just healed his shoulder and taken away all the pain. Genesis described what he was feeling as electricity flowing through him. Then he felt a click, and he had full range of motion, and the pain was gone. He kept poking his shoulder in amazement of the physical healing that just took place. He admitted to Jacob that, "I came on this live because my faith was wavering between Islam and Christianity, and that if Jesus healed my arm, then I would literally give my life to Jesus." Pastor Jacob took the opportunity right then to lead Genesis in a prayer, inviting Jesus into his life. Jacob asked him if he had a Bible and encouraged him to read the book of John, and then direct message him so that he can help Genesis grow with Jesus. Jacob used the tools that he had in his hand to share the gospel and to pray for people, which led to a miraculous healing. Ask God what is in your hands that he wants you to use for his kingdom today. Then do it. Only God knows what it will lead to. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.